Welcome to the Be the CEO of Your Life and Business podcast. I'm Laura Catina.
And I'm Amy Mara.
And we created this podcast out of our own struggles with the hope that we can help other women who are navigating one of the many different seasons we've been through.
Whether you're running a business or dealing with the juggling act of your motherhood and your career, we are here to give you real tips and strategies to navigate it all. So let's dive into today's episode.
This week, Amy and I wanted to do something a little bit different. More like a week in the life of Catina and Mara.
Woo-hoo!
Because it has been just such a chaotic, crazy, stressful week. And I think it's good once in a while to show up. I mean, we're always authentic, but like to just talk about the chaos that's going on, the chaos that goes into running this business. Because I was listening to like, it's almost like a docuseries type thing that Chalene Johnson is doing on Dave and Rachel Hollis. And I followed them forever. And I always found their story so interesting. So I was like, oh my God, I have to listen to this. It's basically about their rise to fame and their fall from it. Mm-hmm. And she goes through their whole backstory and, you know, a lot of details about their personal life and things that we wouldn't have known, and some that we shouldn't know, right? By watching like what they portrayed on social media. And it just goes to the fact, and I try to tell my kids all the time, like you cannot, just because you see somebody doing something on social media and their life looks so perfect and their photos are curated and all this stuff, like that's not the whole story.
Right.
And, you know, I feel like a lot of times on social media, people show up and of course they want to show up positive with a good image and stuff like that. But you know, it really, I think, is important to show sometimes to a certain extent the other stuff too.
Yeah, right? I agree. Because you know what? I can say this. This week has been really, really difficult. I'm so excited that we're doing this kind of podcast for you. But it doesn't mean that we haven't had joy and happiness in what we're right. doing. And I think what happens is sometimes the perceptions that we are fed on social media or from celebrity is very much like, look at me. This is, everything is perfect, happy, wonderful. And then it's like falling apart behind the scenes, right? Like the behind the curtain that we don't see. And yet for us, I can honestly say, like, I come to the office and I'm happy every day to be here in this office, but the days can suck. Like they can just be really, really difficult. And so maybe it'll help somebody out there that is struggling with the idea of like, my life doesn't look perfect. So therefore I'm not happy because I'm not as successful and look, I'm not like them. But on the flip side, what we're trying to show you is that this is hard. Like this, every given day in and out is really difficult and you have to find the joy and the happiness in the journey.
And sometimes it's really hard to find the joy and happiness.
So like, hard.
So, okay. So let's talk about this week.
Yeah.
So I had 3 closings this week, back to back, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And each of them had their own issues, right? So it was just a very stressful week on top of all the litigation and the other stuff I have going on, right? And what the other stuff we have going on with the firm internally.
Yes.
So Wednesday, I had a closing in New Rochelle, which is about, I don't know, 35 minutes from our office.
Mm-hmm.
But the weather on Wednesday, first of all, it was supposed to be at 10 a.m. And we had to push it to noon because I didn't have what I needed from the bank. So 8 o'clock the night before, I'm emailing, you know, with the lender, I don't have what I need. 7:30 the next morning, I'm calling them, emailing them. 8 o'clock, I'm on the phone with them. It was a whole to do. So we finally get everything together and the closing is at noon. And I'm driving there and the weather, it was so bad on Wednesday, the wind, the rain, it was atrocious. So I'm driving there and I go to get off the exit and I miss my turn. So I had to swing back onto 95, go up an exit, turn around, go back down. It's monsooning. There's traffic. Okay. I finally get like to the area where the office is, where the closing is in New Rochelle. There's no parking. There's no parking on the street, the parking garage, everything's one way. I can't get in. It was just like anything that could, and I'm 15 minutes late. So anything that could have gone wrong that day was going wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally make my way into a parking garage. There's no way to turn around. I can't find a spot. All of a sudden this guy appears out of nowhere and walking in from the exit of the parking garage. And I rolled down my window and I'm like, do you know where I can park around here? And he literally, it was like I was dreaming. He walks in front of my car and he's like, there's a spot right here. And I would have never seen it
because you were stressed.
Stressed and agitated. Yes. And just wanted to get to this closing. And he was sent from God to save me in that moment because
yeah,
I pulled into the spot. We were laughing about it, whatever. And then he was gone. And it was so bizarre. So whatever. So this guy helps me find a spot. I have all the bank documents in a Redwell and my bag and my umbrella because it is literally torrential rain. And I have to walk a couple blocks to this office building. I'm trying to keep my documents dry and it's monsooning. It's so windy that my umbrella is literally inside out. So I have to stop, fix it, only to try to keep the documents dry.
Right.
I get to this closing. My hair is wet. I'm a total mess. Thankfully, I kept the documents dry. It was a nightmare. The closing was chaotic. There were things that went wrong. I finally get out of there. I'm on my way back. It's still monsooning. And then I have to get back to the office and deal with what's going to be Thursday's nightmare because there were issues with that closing as well.
Yeah.
And this just continued to the end of the day yesterday.
Yeah.
And Wednesday was one of those days where I was walking in the pouring rain, literally having a conversation with myself and saying to myself, okay, this is a moment when you need to find things in this moment that you're grateful for.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're going to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want everybody to know that like Amy and I have those days.
Yes.
Those days happen in our business. Not quite frequently, but more often than people might think.
Yes.
And that was just one of those days. It was just a very stressful. I collapsed that night in bed. I couldn't even talk. I was so tired.
Mm-hmm.
There are days like that, but I feel like you need to be honest about those things to a certain extent, because if you're not, you could look at like, oh, our social media looks great. Like we always have posts up. We're consistent. We have a great company running our social media, right? Mm-hmm. So there's all these things that go into what we put out there, but there are those days that just are not good.
Yeah. And I think the social media piece too, for us is that we want to show up consistently and bring relevant information. It's not a place where we're necessarily talking about ourselves like in the real time moments, right? Like, you know, that's just not how we use social media for our business. When you come to our podcast, you hear those real life moments of what is going on. But because like our social media serves a specific purpose for the business, for our law firm, right? And we wanted it to be curated so that it's informational for you. It provides access to us and you get to see us in that light. But on there, even it's not that we're touting that everything is hunky dory and perfect and just, you know, I feel like when talking about the Rachel Hollis and the Dave Hollis fall from grace, I remember that specifically because it happened during COVID. And I remember feeling almost like gypped.
Duped.
Yeah.
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 I felt,
you know,
the same way.
you watch this couple, and for them in particular, it's not just like normal, like celebrity where you have like all these reality shows and people are obsessed with these people's lives and whatever. These are people that were actually providing value in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were a husband and wife duo. They were hysterical. They
Their
had
morning
a morning show.
Was the best.
We never missed a morning show.
Right.
Like, it was so funny. And it just, especially during the pandemic, it was bringing a levity to the situation, but they were even doing that beforehand.
Yeah.
And it was just something to always look forward to. It was a bright spot in the day. And then to hear the flip side of like the fall from grace and how many issues that they were hiding and being very inauthentic about, because then 2 months later, after the pandemic started, they announced that they were filing for divorce. And they literally were just putting out all of these morning shows that were like them happy, talking about how much they loved each other. And it was just crazy to me.
And not that you have to share your life
right,
on social media, but when you build your brand
like
that,
yes,
you know, and put yourself out there a certain way, and it's really not that way.
Yeah.
It's very inauthentic.
They put themselves out as almost like an authority on certain topics.
Marriage.
Marriage, personal development.
Never claiming they were perfect.
No, but very much like, this is what we're doing. This is how we keep it so strong and so real. And
then all of a sudden they're getting divorced.
And then all of a sudden they're getting divorced, right? Whatever. Things happen. The point that I think that we're trying to drive home here is that we want to show up in an authentic way. We want to show you, like, pull the curtain back and show you how terrible of a day it could be with, like, rainstorms and umbrellas turning inside out and just being so exhausted. Oh, but by the way, still having to keep it together for your office, for your team, for your family, mm-hmm. for your kids. And it's not easy. It is really, really hard. So if you're out there feeling like, oh my God, I feel like I am getting hit by a truck. Like, this week is just delivering for me. We see you.
And P.S. my kids were on spring break this week.
Oh yeah.
So, yes. You know, I have them at home. Monday, Kaylee and Olivia were here. So that's another thing that Amy and I love to do because our daughters get along. Kaylee is a little bit older than Olivia, but they play so nicely together.
Mm-hmm.
So on Monday, we brought them here. Kaylee was driving me crazy a little bit, yes, but it was fine.
The best thing is to hear the two of them giggling, laughing, like crazy from the conference room. And they're just like running around playing. It was April Fool's Day. So they were trying to play practical jokes. They like called the office from another phone. It was just so funny. But like, that's our real life. We have to bring our kids to the office sometimes.
Yeah. It's and you know, reality. I had Mike works from home. So he was home with the kids this week. So I figured, you know, let me get at least one of them out of the house on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But then he was, you know, juggling things with them during the day while he's trying to work during the week. It's a hard thing. So last night, after all the chaos, we went out to dinner and I tried to just like relax a little bit. But it was, you know, having the kids home, having that chaotic week. And then on top of everything, like our legal work,
yes.
like we are so thankful that we have like wonderful clients and a lot of work to do. And this other thing that we're working on for our firm, which we can hopefully talk about at a near future date, but just a lot of things that are like on top, piling on top of each other. And sometimes it's incredibly stressful.
Yeah.
Incredibly stressful.
You know, there's great value in the sense of community that just Laura and I have built. And like, when we talk about that, it couldn't be more authentic than to explain to you just how well of a partnership and a relationship the two of us have that is built on years of trust. And we talked about this before, like we are very fortunate to have gone through a very similar situation and to just meld and mesh so well together to get to the point that we're at in a trusting business relationship, because not a lot of people can say that. And so we do not take that very lightly, but like, if we didn't have each other to try and weather the storm and go through everything that is happening in our lives, I don't know. I'd be in the fetal position under my desk.
We are very, very blessed in that sense. So when we are having a week like this, we have each other to lean on.
Yeah. And we want to be that for other people. That's right. Part of the reason why showing up and sometimes talking about and like having a mini vent session with you all is hopefully helping someone that's listening to us in the car or while doing the dishes or your kids are driving you crazy. It's because like, we're there, we're with you, you know?
Yeah. You had a couple things this week too, that were kind of stressful.
Yes.
That maybe you could talk about in very general terms.
I have had a couple of things. Well, one I have to say is scheduling, right? Like, I love a good time management planning session. I love to be able to, and I told Laura this Monday morning, I came in with Olivia and I said, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to plan out my week. I don't have a lot going on for court. I have a closing. It's pretty light for me, which means it's going to be a really great dig my heels in kind of week. And it all goes to hell in a handbasket because
famous last words. I don't have a lot going on this week. Okay.
Yeah. And you know, trying to connect with other colleagues or attorneys on other sides and they don't get back to you. Then you're dealing with a client who's frustrated. Why aren't they returning your call? Because I can't force them to pick up the phone and call me. You know, it's really difficult. And in one particular case that I have right now, one transaction, I'm having an issue with not my clients in particular, but the other side is just really out of control. Not the attorney, it's actually the client. And the attorney and I have had a couple of conversations about this where he's basically said like, Amy, listen, I don't have control over my client because my client is literally unwilling to listen to anything that I have to say. And We've been there. We know how difficult that is. But while he can say that, I then have clients that I have to be responsive to, that have to understand, and I have to explain really well why it is that this client can get away with being uncontrollable. And as a result of it, what happens is it starts chipping away at the relationship that the clients have with me. And they say to themselves, is there something else that could go, that we could do? Is there another avenue? And so I got into the office one morning. Laura and I were copied on an email from another attorney, completely unrelated to the transaction, saying, hey, your clients reached out to me. And I was like, oh my goodness, like this is not a way to start the day. Thankfully, this morning we got fantastic news about that topic, about that transaction. And I think everything is going to start to be smooth from this point forward, knock on wood. But you know, that to me is such a blow because we work so hard for our clients. We try to be as, you know, informative and communicative. And unfortunately, you just can't control everything. And like, that's something that's really difficult to wrangle with. It's definitely a blow at, you know, your ego, you could say, or a blow at even your confidence. Like I really did start to feel in a moment there of like, am I doing everything right? Like you start to think that you're crazy.
Doubt yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
And I knew that we were right. And I knew that what we were doing was the right thing to do, given a lot of, you know, competing circumstances happening there, but I had to just roll with it. And I literally said to Laura, I was like, it is what it is. Like, I'll talk to this guy who never called me, never got in touch with me. So who the heck knows what's
going on? Oh, you never spoke to him?
So, and now we have fantastic news this morning and it's aligned with exactly what I've been telling the client the whole time. So it should be a moot point at this point. But, you know, I said to her, I was like, I'm just going to have to roll with it. Like, what am I going to do? But it really does weigh on you. It weighs on you. I'm such an empath. I really do bottle up people's emotions. My husband says this all the time. I fight the battles of everybody else around me because I'm just so passionate about the people that are closest to me. We had a very dear friend of ours this week dealing with an issue that I literally absorbed. Every ounce of the bad energy.
That was a tough one.
It was a really tough one. And it really hit home for me and it affected me. And for those moments, you know, I have to really work so hard at being like, okay, you need to separate this out. This cannot affect your day to the point where you can't do and show up the way that you need to show up. So you have to set it aside. And it is so hard to do that.
It is so hard. And sometimes you do have to give yourself some grace.
Yeah.
I mean, that issue was a tough one for both of us because it brought back a lot of negative energy. Mm-hmm. But I think we worked through it pretty well this week on top of everything else that's going on. And sometimes you just have to like sit down for a minute and take a breath. Mm-hmm. Like Wednesday, when I got back in the car after that closing, I literally just sat in my car for a minute and took a breath.
Yeah.
Because I was like, okay, you need to just stop for a second.
Well, what did I say to you yesterday? Right. It was a few minutes before 5 o'clock. And I said to Laura and Abigail, our paralegal, I said, I'm done. I'm tapped out. Yes. I can't do any more today. This week has just been compounding. I'm done. And it's okay. Like it's not giving ourselves permission. We have given ourselves this permission for a while now, but we had to work so hard to get to the point where you have to say to yourself, like, you are not a robot. You are going to have days that you literally need to just throw the towel in and say, another day. I can't.
Another day.
And, you know, that's the kind of environment that we have. And I know that our staff that we have, our team that we have right now really does understand that because we will be like, go. It's okay. We got you. It's fine. Take a beat.
Yeah.
Somebody's mental and physical health is so important because you can't show up if you literally are pouring from an empty cup.
Yeah.
And we totally get that. So when I said that to them yesterday, I was like, I'm out of here. I'm done. And we had a couple of laughs about it. And you know, today is a new day. And I start off with the fantastic news about that other issue. And we're just going to see where it goes.
It's Friday. This week is over. Mm-hmm. It has just been one of those weeks where I was looking for it to end.
Yeah.
Like immediately.
Yeah. Where's the end?
But during these incredibly stressful times, I always stick to my morning routine, unless mm-hmm. I'm sick, obviously. But that is literally my mornings are what carried me through this week because the days can be so tough. They're so long because we have everything going on here and then we go home. Yeah. So it's, we literally start a second full-time job when we step into our house.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that is the time that I use to take care of myself and I rely on it heavily, especially during weeks like this. But we wanted everybody to just hear like
a week in the life
of Katina and Mara.
Yep.
We have many weeks that are not like this, right? So many weeks that are, of course, stressful, but not to this magnitude. And because it was so stressful and it is was our reality this week, we wanted to, you know, bring it here with the hope that if somebody else out there is having a tough week, we see you. We are too.
Yep.
And give yourself some grace because hopefully next week we'll get better. So thanks so much for tuning in. We thank you for spending time with us today and we'll talk to you on the next episode.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts and perhaps share it with someone that you think might benefit from today's episode. We'll see you next week.